Network. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is... I know it's December. December 11th. Oh, it's Thursday, huh? Thursday. It's Tuesday. Yes. She just, did you hear, friend? She said it was Thursday. No, it's Tuesday.
Sorry. It's a good thing you never listen to me.
That's true. That's, well, you know, that's a good place for me to be when my brains aren't in Carrie Ann's head. But anyway, her face is beet red completely. You should be ashamed of yourself. She's confounded, belittled by the words of her own mouth. Indeed. She fell into the hole that she herself has dug. Oh, that didn't take long at all. Folks, it is Tuesday, December 12th. 11th. Oh, my goodness, did I just do it to myself? I'm not supposed to do that live. December 11th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Me, myself, and I. This is me all by myself today, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, you can, you may, while you have time. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Keep in mind, it's double E. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, the phones are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I speak that to the modern times. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I say that to say this, that Woodrow Wilson was right when he said, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going, right? And when you go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and you see what's inscribed on the side of those buildings, you'll see, study the past. Study the past. And America is failing that test greatly today because history is now repeating itself because America has failed to realize that God has made her great. Our grandpas and grandmas perhaps maybe knew that. The greatest generation, that era. It seems like after World War II, everybody just kind of forgot God and their prosperity. Yet in Scripture, the Lord tells us, beware that you forget not me in your prosperity, saying that you, it's your hand that has gotten you wealth. No, it is not, friends. You prosper in the things of the Spirit, not in the things of the flesh, because the things of the flesh will only bring a curse upon you, and that's exactly what you're seeing today. Easy money. Easy riches. Back in the day, they used to have to do something called work. I understand. I guess I understand that. Nothing comes to me easy, rest assured. I went and washed the bus this morning, our tour bus, and on the way back, everything was just hunky-dory, and I did a letter, my WND column, and everything for Thursday, and everything was just great, and all of a sudden, it was time to back the bus into the garage, and guess what, friends? It got stuck, you know? I just got out of the bus and I was mad and I said, why is it that every step of the way in this ministry, it's always a war. It's always a battle, every step. Well, the Lord said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivereth them out of them all. And he did. I just had to go get a bag of salt. Probably go get some salt. So I went and got some salt and guess what? I was delivered instantly. Not without attitude, though. You know, here's a case in point. Folks, did you know that back in the day when they would battle and they would ride their horses, did you know that the horses that were used, they were called war horses? What they would have to do is they'd actually have to test those horses to see if they were able to remain in battle. And the way that they would do that is they'd actually take the horse and put his belly over the top of a fire. And if that horse would remain with that fire burning up on his belly, literally, of course the flame wasn't making contact. They were trying to condition the horse to remain in the battle if it got hot. So the heat would rise up on the horse's belly, and if that horse would remain standing still, they could use that horse for a battle. And I know that's exactly my analogy as to what the Lord is working in me right now. Bradley, can you remain in the fire without getting an attitude? Well, he's working on me, and he's perfecting me. And I thank God for that in every sense of the word. But in saying that, friends, what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the educational system. But before that, I wanted to talk to you guys really quick, because we all know that Obama's forces are out there, his administration, his little forces, I might say, that are deceiving the masses, are out there trying to force new curriculum on public schools. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. But you know what, folks? I just went online today where our outlets are, our commentaries on. We're on five different commentaries. And by the way, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. But in the process of my little venture, what I found was in San Pablo, California, this is just December 10th, Gabrielle Ludwig is found on the basketball courts playing with a college junior team. Now, the problem with Gabrielle is really Robert John Ludwig. And this individual got a sex change operation in California, and there was a court order to make sure that Shim could go ahead and play basketball with a bunch of girls. Now, the problem with this is that he's 50 years old. And folks, what they're doing is they're normalizing mentally ill people. And I watched this video, and it was the sickest thing I ever seen in my life. Here's a man playing with a bunch of girls because he's a pervert, and he's hanging out with a bunch of girls in the locker room. Is that normal? They're trying to normalize it, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. 1-877-807-9977. Friends, I know that I'm inundating you with information and facts a lot. But if you have something that you want to weigh in on, tell us your story, whatever the case is. You have 53 countries listening to you right now. And I struggle with this because it's like, you know what? Sometimes you just want to get on the radio and talk to your friends listening to you all over the world. And it's like, yeah, I do. And I also realize I'm giving you a lot of information, a lot of facts, and facts are stubborn things, so there's nothing to debate. I know that that is unlike conservative radio today, but the fact of the matter is, friends, is I'm giving you the facts. I'm giving you our foundations. I'm giving you the laws. I'm giving you our history. So in saying that, let's start a new genre here. Let's start a new angle with radio. Not only turning talk radio into do radio, we're already doing that, but how about just telling us your story as to what you know about the topics that we're talking about of the day? Maybe how you've been violated. Maybe how you stood up and won the day. I think that's great. And people need to hear the victories. As a matter of fact, I got Heather in here right now, and she's going to tell you one in just a second here. A bunch of homosexuals went after a girl in a college, and so they started harassing her. But she stood up, and I'll let her tell you that the rest of the story in just a minute. No, my name is not Paul Harvey, nor is it Bradley Harvey. It is Bradley Dean. Let's go back to this story that I talked about right before the break. Gabrielle Ludwig is not like any other woman on the basketball courts or in the locker rooms in Santa Clara Community College, junior team. Gabrielle is a foot taller than every other player and a significantly more upper body strength. That's because the 50-year-old player was born Robert John Ludwig, a man. And he still bears the tattoos of his service in Operation Desert Storm. I just want to lay a premise real quick, friends. You have to understand the reason you're beginning to see this more and more is because the people that are sitting on the benches that are activists, and those that are legislating from the bench illegally, these are the ones that are mentally ill. You have to understand who's advocating this sickness. They're advocating lawlessness because they then, again, that are playing the activists from the judge or legislating from the benches are the ones that are mentally ill. You have to understand that. But listen to this. After his sex change operation this summer, he petitioned change to change his birth certificate and is sex from male to female. You heard me right. The issue of transgender athletes sharing showers and locker rooms, changing areas, remains a point of contention wherever the question arises. This individual got a court order to tell the basketball team, you better stand down and let this transvestite be on the basketball team. Going to the locker rooms, the girls' locker rooms with you. Parents complained about learning of a different individual, a transgender man, who still had the male genitalia. He lounged naked in the women's sauna at Evergreen State College in Washington State. The locker room was frequented by girls as young as 6 years old. But homosexual activists claim biology does not determine sex, and it should not determine which locker rooms or restrooms people use. Folks, again, let me just reiterate this. You are dealing with mentally ill criminals, is what you're dealing with. Up until 1961 in this country, it was illegal in every state to be caught in the act of sodomy. If you were caught, you would go to prison for up to 21 years in Rhode Island. They used to teach in public schools and health classes in the United States of America, namely California, that if you were to find a homosexual man, that they were mentally ill and you needed to turn them into the authorities. Now they're trying to normalize this because you've got a bunch of burnt hippies on the benches and in Congress and in Senate and as your representatives, who act like they're one thing and they legislate the opposite direction as to who they really are. And this is what you're beginning to see more and more and more and more. They're trying to normalize the crime, America. Did you not see just yesterday in Mexico? The courts there rendered, oh, by the way, they just got a brand new president. What a coincidence. And he's supposed to be a Republican president. A good guy, right? Of the right as you know them. He's washing everything out of Mexico in the past, out with the old, in with the new, just like Mao Zedong, just like Barack Hussein Obama, if you let it, America, and if you let him, America. But they just rendered that heterosexual marriage is unconstitutional in Mexico. Now, by chance, you have Alina Kagan on the Supreme Court, one of the supposed 9 justices that we have, and now they're going to talk about DOMA and homosexual marriage. What a coincidence, friends. What a coincidence. And see all those guys out there like the Becks of the world and Sean Hannity and, you know, Rush Limbaugh who just omit all this information from you, friends. It's interesting, folks, that, you know, homosexual marriage undermines the Constitution of the United States. But then again, if they didn't talk about everything that was going around, you know, called circular reasoning. You mean if they really brought it to resolve, Bradley, then we'd have peace in our land? Yep. And they may be out of a job. Yep, that's right. They wouldn't be making millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. And yet we stand back and say, hey, man, they're going to tell us what the deal is. And they're going to, no, folks, they don't get it. They don't understand. And I'll tell you why. Because they're not in the public arena. And that's where we're at always. We see this stuff firsthand, what they're trying to do. And then I said, trying, friends, what they're trying to do. A man that wants to be a woman has a judge in California that says, listen, I want to go be with the girls, and I'm really a man, but I got a sex change operation, so therefore, let me go in there. The judge looks at him and says, okay, go ahead and you can do it. The college kicks back, come back, let me know. See, what they don't know is I'm a homosexual, too. And I'm trying to normalize this. I'm trying to take away gender identity, just like they did in the Bible. You know, they don't want you to know that God is male, yeah? Talking about bringing on confusion, and we're going to get to more of that in just a little bit. But let's take it to a positive. What do you got going on, Heather?
The Eastern Michigan University. They agreed to pay up for expelling a Christian student from a counseling program because she avoided counseling homosexual patients about their sexuality, and she just referred them to another counselor. which happens a lot. Like if somebody comes and they say, hey, well, I want you to counsel me on this, and this person says that's not my area of expertise, I'm going to refer you to somebody else.
Yeah.
She did it the same way, but they threw a big fit and made us start a big ruckus.
Who did?
The homosexuals.
Good, good.
Yep.
Good
and
for them.
So the college came and reprimanded her and expelled her.
Yep.
And so the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom.
No, wait a second.
Yeah.
You mean she stood up?
She did.
That's all you have to do, friends, is stand up. That's it. You have the law on your side in every sense of the word. They do not. That's why they're manipulating the law. That's why they're circumventing the law. You understand? This is all deception. Everything the radical homosexuals do are through deceptive measures in every sense of the word. That's why these jokers like Dan Savage, they wouldn't dare in a million years get up in a public forum with Bradley Dean. Never in a million years. Now, I wouldn't either if I was Dan Savage. I wouldn't either if I was the Huffington Post. I wouldn't either if I was one of, like a Rachel Maddow or an MSNBC. Like after Rachel Maddow attacked me in my ministry, and then I started getting all these death threats, and then I called MSNBC and I said, hey, why don't you let Rachel have me on her show so I can answer for myself? No way. That dude knows too much about what we are about. You bet your bottom dollar I do. And I know what you're aiming for. And that's why I'm exposing you at least once or twice every single week of my life. It's that important for the American people to understand they need to protect their kids. End of story. And what is it? Oh, the William Jacobs of Minneapolis. 40,000 child pornography images found on his computer. Captain of the police in Minneapolis. Yeah, he's sitting in jail for 18 years now. What about Aaron Biber? Oh, don't forget about him, friends. This is just in my backyard. He was sodomizing his boy's best friend, 15 years old, high-profile attorney. Where's that boy at? 18 years in prison. Amen, hallelujah. Throw the key away. Got friends that are investigators. Bradley, you cannot rehabilitate them people. Just talk to a correction facility, a guard in Michigan. Spent some time with him and a police officer in Michigan just last week. You cannot rehabilitate them people. Don't ever turn your back on them. But forget about Jerry Sandusky. Forget about Sesame Street. Now all the kids coming forward onto this pedophile as well. Forget about Harry Hay, the icon. Forget about Dan Savage threatening you if you stand up against him. You know, Obama's handpicked anti-bullying guy. You know, the one that goes around and bullies everybody into submission and then threatens the lives of politicians that don't agree with him. Talking about how they should be dragged behind a truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Boy, that sounds like James Byrd. That sounds like the hate crimes legislation. And it sounds like he's the author of it. But folks, you're dealing with totalitarianism. You know, pull your hair, smack your face, and then cry victim. That's what you're dealing with, friends. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be back tomorrow. Sorry about that. Heather!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Liberty, sir.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
There's something called the prelude or the step before what you're in. Before you had the transgenders and going on sports teams and all that, the step before that, the prelude before that, was the business about the women reporters in the men's locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three countries that were handling this right around the same time. And, you know, there was the United States, France, and Ireland. The United States had the most insanity. The French were closer to sane, and Ireland was the only one that got it right. In the United States, they said, oh, because of equal access, you have to let them in. And I thought that was very unfair because, you know, guys are getting changed, and you have the women coming in. And trying to draw an analogy between that and nurses and doctors, I think, is an unfair analogy. This is unfair to the guys who are getting changed. And this is not only professional sports, which is bad enough, but also colleges where guys would have to see, you know, their classmates who are also journalism students around the campus. And you have to get undressed in front of them who are of the opposite gender. However, here's the thing. In France, what you had is you had a slightly different ruling, which said that the female reporters had to get undressed before going into the men's locker rooms to protect the dignity of the athletes by equalizing the physical situation. French women had no problem with this. American women who were in France reporting on sports, they had a problem with it. So you had a conflict between two different women's movements, the women's movement of the French and the women's movement of Americans. And the women's movement, these women's organizations in France, were saying that American women were hypocritical. Then, finally, if you want to see the one case of sanity or clear thinking, you have to go to the Irish courts. And in Ireland, they said the locker room, the sports interviews, regardless of gender, the locker room interview is strictly outlawed and that all interviews take place in a hallway or a conference room.
Bill, you think? I mean, let's use a little, just like you said, the word sanity comes to mind. I mean, it's just getting so far out of hand that people realize or need to realize who they're dealing with. And what I see more than not is the fact that you're dealing. I mean, look at, let's go to California for a minute. Proposition 8. Well, 7 million people stood up and said no way to homosexual marriage, right? Well, they push it back into the courts. And friends, you need to keep in mind, they want it in the courts. They want to bring it into the courts because then they can drag it out, they can manipulate it, and throw it back at the people as unlaw rather than being lawful. So they give the people an opportunity to vote. What do? Because it wasn't what they wanted them to do, the way that they didn't want them to vote, they voted the opposite direction that they wanted them to go, they threw it back in court and they set Judge Vaughn Walker, a radical homosexual judge, over the case. So what does he do? No, null and void. Send it back to the people. How many times does it need to go back to the people of California? By the way, the majority of them 7 million people were black people. You'll never hear that. But what's interesting about it is they want to drag it into the courts. And then when you see the courts manipulate it, you find out why. Because you have some pervert sitting on the bench. And that's in every given case. The three judges in Iowa that were voted out of their positions as Supreme Court justices in that state, all three of them were voted out, friends. They usurped the voice of the people and they said yes to homosexual marriage. Well, the people in Iowa stood up and they voted them out. Guess what the homosexuals did? They took those three radical judges and they started to tout them across the country as to show other people how to do the same thing they did. You're dealing with perversion on the bench, friends. You're dealing with people that are to be ruled by the law. They have violated their oath. The word is treachery. They're infidels. They're unfaithful in their oaths, namely upholding of the Constitution of the United States, so help me God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Apparently that applies to somebody else, yet not themselves. How do you judge if you yourself haven't been corrected or judged before a just and holy God? You can't. And so, as to what Bill just got done saying, it's the word is sanity. And I just got to come back with, hey, my 90s rocker attitude, you think? What's the problem? Folks, I don't understand what America doesn't understand. I say this on the radio. I bring this up quite often. Conservatives in this country are trying to figure out why Obama's doing what he's doing. Like his ideology's messed up, his philosophy's messed up. No, it's not. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's acknowledged to the American people that Saul Alinsky was his master, and he is his disciple. Saul Alinsky acknowledged Satan as his master. He did. Read the book, Rules for Radicals. It's in there. So everything is right out in front of you. You, friends, people act like in this country, namely those that should be more responsible with the facts. What is wrong? Why is he so angry with us? Because he's not one of you. He hates everything that you stand for. He empowers your enemies at every level. If it's not Benghazi, if it's not Fast and Furious, to get rid of your guns so he can disarm you, so he can have total rule over you. Then he's putting up rappers that are talking about killing Americans, sons and daughters and women and so on and so forth. And he has them in the White House. He has the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House. What's wrong with him? What doesn't he like about us? He's not there to like you, friends. He's there to destroy and usurp everything you are. When are you going to figure that out? And by the way, I didn't say it. He did. Because when he was running for Senate, friends, he was overseas talking about a new world order. And he said, there's no other way. This is what Barack Hussein Obama said. And how many facts do we have to be laid out for the candor of America before they finally figure it out? He's not there to help. He's there to destroy. And I'll tell you why he's there to destroy, because God said, if you will not keep my commandments and my judgments and my statutes and my ordinances to do them joyfully, he said, I will also rejoice over you to destroy you. I'll appoint them that neither you nor your fathers know. He will bring you over to a nation that you do not know. Leviticus 26. Leviticus, read the whole, the entirety of the book. The chapter, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Folks, there's 55 blessings in Deuteronomy. I'm sorry, curses. 55 curses in Deuteronomy to the 14 blessings. But America still thinks, well, God's grace is just going to cover me. That's not what the grace of God is for. It's to empower you upon repentance at the cross of Jesus Christ to overcome your sins. To he who overcomes shall inherit all things. Who's quickened by grace? Those that are dead in their sin. 1 John 3:4, transgressions of God's law. It's real simple when you do your homework, because when you read Scripture, and by the way, case in point again, that's why the Geneva Bible is rare as hen's teeth in this country. Geneva Bible was written by our forefathers, forefathers, forefathers. Real Christian Puritan men, holy, just, and good. They have notes all throughout the Geneva Bible as to tell you how to deal with tyrants. That's what the Geneva Bible is about. And most people in this country, not only don't they know their Bibles, and folks, most people could write damnation because their Bibles are so dusty on top of their Bibles. They could write the word damnation on top of it because they don't know it. And really what it comes back to is taking responsibility for our, first of all, for ourselves before God, and secondly, for our government. You can't fix the government until you first fix yourselves. You just can't do that. We got Justin in North Dakota. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm a little jacked. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I called in because it's like people don't understand that there are real kids that are being affected by these issues. And when I was growing up, I know that I was personally sexually abused. And it's just like people need to wake up and stand up because your kids are going to be destroyed by it. And what I take with it is like the Lord brought me through it so that these other people don't have to go through that stuff, and that there is redemption for them.
Amen.
And it's just the people need to understand and wake up, because these kids are dying and just going, just being destroyed because they figure that nobody else cares for them.
You know what's interesting about this, Justin, is that 86% of those that complain about this administration and its unlawful administration, the ones that are complaining about No Child Left Behind and International Baccalaureate, 86% of them, Christian conservatives, professed, of course, are the ones that are sending their kids into public schools to be subject to these people in the first place. When you're talking about kids, when you're talking about high school students.
As the old founder said, if you will not be ruled by God's word, you'll be ruled by the bayonet.
That's right. Robert Winthrop said that. And that word, by the way, that word, thank you for your call. The word, by the way, was the word of God, the Bible. And it always comes back to that. I want to talk about the classroom and what's going on right now in public schools and what they're trying to implement in Friends. But here's the good news. It's just beginning right now. Yeah, there's a breach between the younger generation and the older generation, but show everybody the price and that will unify them in Jesus Christ, but not outside of him. And so in saying that, you got to see what's going on in public school right now. I'll explain a little bit and I'll set it up for tomorrow's show. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And I'm going to give you a couple quotes, and I'm going to show you what they're actually... Listen to this. This is from a guy named John Dunphy. We should call him John Dumpy. John dumping all over himself. From the National Education Association. He said, "The Bible is not merely another book," he said. "It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as the proselytizers of a new faith." Really? What's their new faith? "These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort," said John, dumping all over himself. "Utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach." Listen to that. "The classroom must and will be an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils," together, "and misery of the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved." Loving thy neighbor, friends, is the fulfilling of God's law. Loving thy neighbor as the such. This guy means it in complete contradiction as to what Scripture meant. So whatever's American, he's at war with it. Whatever's Christian, he's at war with it, which are one and the same. See, the law of the Lord is perfect converting the souls. Let me just explain this to you really quick. When God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, he meant, don't have any other gods before me. And then he comes in the New Testament, of course, and he says, there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. There's a mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Jesus Christ. Okay? The first tablet is how you're to love God. The second tablet is how you're to love your neighbors. So when I bring up the New Testament and I say, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. In other words, I cannot love my neighbor as myself until I first love God first and foremost with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. So what he's saying is that to reach a never realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor, he's saying we can do what they never fulfilled. The question is why do we have all these foreign gods in our world? Well, because they disobeyed, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's why. We have holy wars because man disobeyed God. Man creates the problem, and then they blame God who said not to do it in the first place. Let's go to the second tablet. When God said, thou shalt not kill, that sounds like a pretty good law to me. It preserves life. And if you do kill, there's condemnation to you. That's the end of your life. Eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, wound for a wound, burn for burn. You know, it also says, thou shalt not commit adultery. If you don't want me committing adultery with you, namely your wives, sirs, then don't do it to me. That's a pretty good law, isn't it? Or what about your property? If you want me to keep my rat claws off your property, well, you know what? I'd do unto others as I'd have them do unto you or to myself. So therefore, I keep my hands off of your property. That's what Jesus meant when you do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And he also said this is the fulfilling of the law. Or covet. You know, the government wants to bring in eminent domain now. Eminent domain means they can just go in and say, hey, we want this for our purposes now. Away with your property. No, we have rights in this country, not privileges, sir. Out with that bad judge. Because he doesn't understand law and he doesn't understand love. And law and love are one of the same. They're one of the same. They're not separate. Friends, God gave his law because he loves. Not because he hates, because he loves. He loves, he gave his law because he loves, yes indeed, to protect life, but also because he hates crime. He hates sin. How much did he hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation, the sacrifice for the sins of the world. Ours, we're guilty, as charged. And we find redemption as we put our faith in Christ Jesus the Lord, who does for us what we couldn't do for ourselves, upon repentance. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes in and brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He's a swift witness unto all manner of sin, unto judgment. Remember when the Lord said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Meekness means power under control, friends. That's true Christianity, meekness. In Christ. But keep in mind, Christ was bold. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. So that probably freaked him out a little bit. But in saying that, to say this, friends, these individuals, they mean to set hate on the people, not love on the people. Because they say, let's get rid of God and we'll have it our own way. So we can actually have our ideal of love thy neighbor because the Christians couldn't do it. In other words, let everybody do what they want to do and we're going to have perfect harmony. Really? You should see what it's like in prisons, yeah? Probably doesn't work out that way in prisons, does it? Because you got all these gangs set one against another for some reason or another. I don't know what that is, but it could just be the stupidity that you, John Dumphy, are rooted in. You're the pith and marrow of what's wrong with this country, is this kind of mentality. So what we're going to do is we'll talk about the battle for humankind's future, what John Dumphy said. He said, the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as the proselytizers of a new faith. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. But to leave you on a high note, friends, what did they teach our kids through a book called The Primer? Primer means origin or original. The original. So what was the original documentation or doctrine of our schools and public schools, namely, at the beginning of our country? I mean, if our Congress wasn't printing off Bibles in 1792 through Congress to distribute, well, then, and they weren't having preachers, which they're still doing in the Supreme Court today, appointed into civil buildings across the country, starting and adjourning with prayer. These are what they were teaching kids in public schools. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. This is what they were teaching little kids, friends, in a book called The Primer. B, heaven defined the Bible mind. C, this is how they learned the alphabets. Christ crucified for sinners died. John Dumphy, Obama, and his administration are setting you against this. Oh my gosh, to their eternity, to their eternal damnation, friends, and rightly so. D, drown the earth around, talking about Noah and the ark. You know, it's interesting. I bet everybody is laughing at Noah when he built that ark until it started to rain. Then it wasn't funny anymore, was it? E, Elijah hid by ravens fed by God. F, the judgment made Felix afraid. Speaking of the righteousness of Christ that Paul was preaching. G, as runs the glass, our life doth pass. H, my book and heart must never part. J, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. Wow! Not, hey man, there's something wrong with your kid because we set him up on this test where he's going to fail and we knew he was going to fail. And you know, we're going to have a nurse right there to say that your kid needs to be put on some dangerous psychotropic drug called antidepressants and we'll convince you that your kid has ADHD, which has never been proven, but we won't tell you that. And in your ignorance, America, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and make about $100 to $200 million a day, the pharmaceutical companies will, because you withhold the rod, because now you hate your son or your daughter. Remember when he who withholds the rod hates his son? Remember that? Yeah, yeah. That's scripture, friends. K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. Those are the ones that despised Moses. Korah, Dathan, and Abram. Remember? Lot, Zor saw a fiery shower on Sodom poor. Sodom, whoa, Sodom and Gomorrah, what was that about? That was about homosexuality. That was about pedophilia. That was about sexual crimes. Remember the story of Lot? They wanted Lot. They didn't want his daughters. They wanted him. And they were even willing to take the angels. How did God deal with that? Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. What did he do? He rained down what? Sulfur. Folks, if you haven't seen the pictures in biblical times, they're available. It's called WyattMuseum.com. WyattMuseum.com. It's pretty cool stuff. It shows you pictures of the wheels at the crossing of the Red Sea. It shows you the sulfur balls in Sodom and Gomorrah. It shows you the ark. It shows you everything that governments are trying to keep your eyes off of. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.